Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Good afternoon to you, Sarah Gon. How are you this afternoon?
Hello, Simon Nancy. I'm well, and you?
I am well, but I've got to tell you something. Lushaba lobs a grenade. So I went and Googled that because this has not been publicized very widely, and I find it really ironic and kind of angry-making that on Yom HaShoah, we are having this discussion.
And so you should be. Didn't actually get much coverage. It was in this, at the Times newspapers, so it was Sunday Times and then Times Live. And basically, Dr. Lwazi Lushaba of the politics department at UCT said, sorry, and I quote, "Hitler committed no crime. All Hitler did was to do to white people what white people had normally reserved for black people," close quote. Now, what, you know, this nasty, ignorant, racist, anti-Semitic statement is one thing, but the context of it, other than Yom HaShoah, just before Yom HaShoah, is that he made it in a pre-recorded online lecture, which was shared with first-year political science students. In other words, this was his idea of an academic lesson. And fortunately, it got the deserved response from the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies, who slammed, and from students who slammed him for his comments. The chairperson, Zvi Breivik, said to deny the charity, which was the Holocaust, or the culpability of those involved, is to deny deep pain and lifelong trauma inflicted upon entire generations of Jews globally. And of course, this is in essence selective. He believes in critical race theory, the primacy of black skin, as being the ultimate victimhood and therefore deserving of power. But as one of the students who was interviewed said, that he said similarly egregious things since he got his doctorate. And it actually goes back further than that. In August of 2015, he was suspended 2 months before graduating with a doctorate by Adam Habib University Vice Chancellor Wirtz. And this occurred because there was an election, an SRC election debate between EFF Command, whatever they call themselves, at Wits, and another grouping called Project W, and they were meant to have a debate for these elections, and it ended up in fisticuffs. And clearly, the EFF and their supporters were the instigators, because Habib suspended them and seven other students. And he said, you know, they've broken electoral rules and provoked violence. And it was for this that he also suspended Lushaba for aiding and abetting. Now, so that's quite a serious scenario. I mean, it almost never happens. And then what happens is he gets suspended. He goes away. He next ends up at the University of Cape Town, where he's employed in either 2015 or 2016. But in September of 2016, he addresses a packed and very angry crowd in the in what was then Jamison Hall, and he talked about doing away with the curriculum and decolonizing the curriculum, and basically it was a fairly aggressive pro-Africanist, anti-white address at the same time. So he, you know, as if this wasn't enough, in October 2017, when all that rioting and appalling behavior on the part of students took place, and they tried to essentially overturn the decision of the voting that got the Democratic Alliance Students Organization into power, and the EFF, et cetera, wouldn't stand for it. And he got up at a general meeting where people were allowed to express their views so that they could prevent further disruptions. And he got up and made another inflammatory statement. I don't have the time to go into that. So this is all, you know, become sort of what one would expect from him. In 2019, he received a letter of reprimand because he unacceptably, inappropriately, and disrespectfully stomped on ballot boxes and carried out verbal and physical attacks when he became unhappy with the outcome of a vote for the Dean of Humanities. So he's quite a charmer, Wazi Lushaba. And this comment, you know, that he made on his lecture is just the culmination of what happens when you allow somebody who is a racist, narcissist piece of work take on the position of university lecturer. And the only thing to be learned from that is free speech. He can say what he likes, but the university really has to look at whether young minds should be exposed to this.
And where's the Human Rights Commission in all this?
Human Rights Commission?
Yeah, this isn't okay.
No, basically, unless the Board of Deputies refers it to the Human Rights Commission, I don't think they'll come to this issue that quickly.
You know, my take on all this, I'm sorry, I'm just really quite angry today, given that it is Yom HaShoah and all that, is to sit back and us outrageous banging on tables, it's going to get us nowhere unless we weaponize the law and actually make sure that there are consequences, make sure that this evil fascist can't travel to the United States because he's banned, can't enter Europe because he's a Holocaust denialist. I mean, it doesn't even make logical sense because then he's saying that no crime was committed against black people. It's crazy.
In a way, it's really weird because it's like saying, well, what the white men did to Congo is not a crime because that's what white people do. I agree with you. I think the thing is one has to resort constantly to the law until, you know, eventually people, you know, it's legitimate and that's how one eventually puts the pressure on. And even if people don't change their minds, they at least keep their mouths shut.
I agree with you more. Thank you for a fascinating insight. Had no idea that happened. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Who would have thought on Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, we were talking about a lecture at UCT saying that Hitler committed no crime. Sargon, as always, thank you so very much for your input.
Pleasure.